Happy Monday. Happy your Monday is over. Thanks for being with us here on Sportsline on WBAL News Radio 1090. Joining us right now, old friend Seth Everett. Mr. Everett, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Where to begin tonight? We're so busy. Can we
lots to discuss.
Can we start with the Kansas City Royals? I called it a fiasco last segment. Maybe that's too strong. It's an issue. I'll tell you that. If Omar Infante is starting at second base or even makes this all-star team, I think Cottrell is a higher OPS than he does this year.
It's not a fiasco, though.
What is it?
It's only a fiasco because it's the Royals, and there are stuck-up media markets that don't think the Royals are worthy. You know, they play in the league, too. And my argument is, 10 years ago, when the first year that online balloting replaced paper balloting in terms of there were more votes online than there were people punching the card, that was the year that it was 2004, and they were all Yankees and Red Sox. The whole starting lineup was Yankees and Red Sox. And they thought it was because there was a 12-year-old kid in Missoula, Montana, who only was allowed to go on that web browser because everything else was parentally blocked. And the next thing you know, he only saw Sunday Night Baseball, which was always the Yankees and Red Sox. There wasn't MLB Network. There were barely any of these things. And that was the biggest complaint. So now there's social media. Now there's Twitter. And now there's all these things. And I'm sorry, but the Royals did a great job pushing their players. And people went online and they bought it. The Royals tweeted the link. Nobody else did. And so I don't know why there's an outcry. The complaint really should be that the game counts. And that's what your real argument is, Brett.
Right.
Your problem is this game counts. Change that. Make it the exhibition that it is, and we'll be fine.
But it's still about the right players getting to go. I'm not even sure if I'm for fan voting at this point. I mean, I don't have a problem with all the Royals players. They're a first-place club. They won the pennant last year. They've had the biggest increase by far in baseball attendance this season. It is a hot baseball market right now, and that plays a role into this. It raises the stakes for all the other markets if they want to get their guys into the game. My big issue, I think, is with Omar Infante, who really, I read today, he's actually...
It's American Idol, Brett.
It is, but the American Idol usually picks the best singers and the most talented people
to
move forward.
No, they don't always. They don't always. They didn't pick Jennifer Hudson.
Did Carrie Underwood win that thing? I think she did.
That's one. Okay, so they got one.
What about Ruben Studdard?
The point.
Where's he fit in all this?
I got a great Ruben Studdard story.
Oh, goodness.
But
you have a great story for everything, Seth.
The funny part about it, from my standpoint, the reason why I don't have an issue with this is a manager told me, I'm not telling you who the manager is because he's still managing, but he said it's okay that fans vote as long as you acknowledge fans vote stupid. Fans vote for the color uniform they want, the team they want, social media push. You know what was a bigger story that didn't get any publicity? On the last day of the season last year, the Houston Astros did a Twitter contest with a signed Jose Altuve jersey. A Jose Altuve signed jersey to the 1,000th retweet of that tweet.
Mm.
You know they never gave it away because they didn't get 1,000 retweets?
Huh. That's hilarious.
There's ways to do this and ways not to do this. And I just think that if it's an outcry, I hope that people just focus their energy on the right thing, which is how in the world can we get it so that this game doesn't count for anything. Because, you know, I know all about market share, and in radio I know about the PPM because I know your boss is listening, and I know all those things. I challenge you, find me the person, not the group, find me one person who says, I wasn't going to watch this thing, but now that home field advantage is there, I'm tuning in.
I agree with you. In fact, I think the ratings have basically gone down since they made the game, quote, count. This one counts. Seth, moving on. Bud Black gets axed today by the San Diego Padres. They're a game below 500, but they made all kinds of moves in the offseason. They brought in Matt Kemp, Justin Upton, James Shields, Will Myers, totally remade that team, and they're not really contending right now. He was an obvious choice, kind of that equation of expectations to performance at about the 60-game mark here. Who's next?
Who's next?
Who is next? John Farrell?
Could be John Farrell.
Lloyd McClendon?
No, I don't think it'll be Lloyd McClendon, but I think it could be John Farrell, and it could be Matt Williams. You know, people have to realize that if there's a gap between the New York Mets and the Washington Nationals, there has to be something done. We have talked about the sense of urgency that the Nationals have. It's different from the Red Sox. The Red Sox put together a team that they thought was better, but they have to realize that one really hot week, and they'll get it right back. They'll be fine. There's nobody really good in the American League East, so that's not an issue. The problem is that with the Nationals, they have this expectation because of Jordan Zimmermann. Jordan Zimmerman's in the final year of a contract. They just signed Max Scherzer to this big money deal. They have to make a decision, because if they're going to keep Steven Strasburg and plan on signing him, then they can't re-sign Jordan Zimmermann. And if you re-sign Jordan Zimmermann, you're telling everybody that you can't keep Steven Strasburg. So the reality is that I think it behooves the Nationals and Mike Rizzo and Matt Williams that they need to win. That they're supposed to win 100 games, they are supposed to go to the World Series, and they need to win the thing. They're the only one of the 30 teams. The Dodgers can't claim that. The Giants can't claim that. There's no American League team that can claim that, but the Washington Nationals have that pressure.
I would say that Williams is safe, from my understanding, and they're still knocking on the door. I think a half game out of first place.
No, it's a half game now, but again, if the New York Mets go on a run, Matt Williams is the only guy that started the season on the hot seat. And they know it.
Did they win 96 games last year?
That's not the point. The point is, if they don't win this year and Zimmermann walks, they will never have that rotation that good again.
They won't have that good. I don't think I don't know if they'll mind
That's
Steven Strasburg leaving
Phillies.
Right now.
The parallel is the 2011 Phillies. Well, the 2011 Phillies had Halladay and Cliff Lee. That's what they have.
I'm telling you, signing Steven Strasburg to a long-term deal, and it will be the Yankees or the Red Sox, will be a colossal disaster for whomever decides to do that.
Well, that's why if I'm the Nationals, I sign Zimmermann.
Yeah, oh, over Strasburg in a heartbeat.
I would sign Zimmermann, but they're not showing any indications. And if he walks, I don't think they're going to compete, because once you walk, then you kind of have to take the highest bid. Whereas if he really wants to be in Washington, sign now.
All right, let's go to the big story here. Jurassic World, a record-setting weekend worldwide at the box office. I gave Cottrell all kinds of you-know-what last week for never seeing the original. I gave him the DVD last weekend, and he watched it. He's going to give the full DVD movie report coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. But you tell me today.
Wait, on the first one?
On the first one.
Right.
And you're telling me you haven't seen it either?
No.
How is that possible, Seth?
Cottrell, I'm with you.
How is that possible?
I was never interested. It was a dinosaur. I didn't care.
What were you doing in 93 that was so damn important?
I was a sophomore at Syracuse.
Huh, that's pretty good. Listen, when it's minus 20 outside and the snow is up to your waist.
No, it's fine. I wasn't against it. I never cared. It wasn't a priority to me, and I never saw the first one. And as a matter of fact, ConTV is asking me to host a segment on it, and they're inviting me to a screening on Thursday for the sequel. I guess I have to get that DVD and watch it on the plane.
I will send it to you. You know, I think the movie holds up quite well. I'm not a sci-fi guy, and the first one, to me, there's a lot of depth to it. I'll give my full review of the latest one coming up later.
I just thought it was strange that Chris Pratt is wearing his Star-Lord jacket the whole time.
It was really weird. No one saw that coming. By the way, were you a Parks and Rec fan? I have a hard time. I'm watching Parks and Rec right now on Netflix.
I'm having a hard time
to go back and forth, because he plays the bumbling, larger idiot in that one.
Yeah, I can name drop about that. That actually, Brandon Routh and I were talking about that exact thing this weekend. Brandon Routh, the guy who played Superman and is now the Atom. And we were talking about how stars reinvent themselves, and Chris Pratt's name came up because this is a guy who was a comedic guy. And he was the perfect casting for Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm thrilled for him. I'm happy for him. I'm not anti Jurassic World. I'm very happy for them, but they're dinosaurs.
Well, it sounds like you're anti Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, Seth.
Well,
and you're anti Ruben Studdard. We've learned a lot about you tonight.
No, I like him.
He's one of the good ones who got the votes in American Idol. Well, we'll see.
Well, they probably voted for Omar Infante that time.
He probably did. We'll see how it plays out. Rob Manfred claims to be someone who's willing to make a lot of changes, and this may force his hand.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because that's been asked of me a lot in the last 10 days. And I will say this about Rob Manfred, and I like Rob Manfred, so I don't want this to come down to a criticism. Stop with the All-Star game. Don't worry about pace of play. Fix Oakland and then Tampa Bay.
Yeah, those are two big problems.
If you're watching their schedule tonight, the Nationals are playing the Rays. That's the once Expos against the future Expos.
Seth Everett, our national baseball correspondent and all-around good guy. Seth, thank you so much.
Brett, thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
Let's talk movies.